And now, young Widder Brown. An hour ago, in the early morning, an ambulance whined its way through the streets of Simpsonville, bearing Ellen Brown to Health Center Hospital, seriously hurt after a terrifying experience in the home of Louise Simpson. For Ellen went there, unaware that she was being mistaken for Louise by Louise's insane brother-in-law, Christopher, and his wife, Madeline, that Christopher was waiting for Louise to kill her. Now, Ellen's friend, Mariah Hawkins, is at Ellen's house to tell Louise, who last night was given a sedative by Ellen's fiancé, Dr. Anthony Loring, all that has happened. And Louise is saying,
Mariah, what's been happening? I think I'll go out of my mind if I don't figure out what's going on.
Well, I'll be more than happy to tell you, Louise. More than happy. And I assure you a great deal has been happening.
Why did you take Ellen's children away? I woke up and saw you driving off with the children.
Well, they're to be with Noreen Temple for a while, Louise. I tried to wake you, but you must have a remarkably clear conscience or a very guilty one. I wasn't able to wake you at all.
All I know is that I came here to Ellen's house last night, and I thought I was going to have a nervous breakdown. I was terrified. Ellen made me go to bed until Anthony came, and then they decided that I'd better go to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium for a rest.
And Ellen would go to your house and pack a suitcase for you?
Yes, Ellen would pack some things for me. What? Where is Ellen? Didn't she go to my house? Why, I'm not going to have to go back to Christopher and Madeline, am I? Oh, they'll kill me, Madeline. They'll kill me.
They can't kill anybody, Louise. They're both dead themselves.
Mariah.
Christopher shot and killed Madeline. Then he tried to shoot it out with Tim Fitzgerald of our police force. Tim killed Christopher. He had to. And Ellen, well, none of us is going to think about Ellen right now. We're afraid to.
Mariah, Ellen was hurt?
Very badly hurt. She's in the hospital now.
But
I guess Christopher thought he was shooting you. He went mad, Louise, utterly mad.
Ellen may die?
Yes. Anthony's beside her constantly.
It's my fault. It's all my fault, Mariah.
Well, I'm not one to hold my tongue about anything like that, Louise. Yes, it is your fault.
Mariah, I didn't know. I didn't know. Oh, Ellen and Anthony didn't believe me at all about Christopher and Madeline wanting to kill me. They were humoring me and planning to send me to Shadow Lawn Sanitarium because they thought I was so irrational.
All right, Louise. Maybe you did try to warn him. But that isn't what I'm blaming you so much for. What I'm blaming you for is that you ever came here. You and your husband and your brother-in-law and that fiancé of his. You see what it's done? Would have been all right if just Alex had died and Christopher and Madeline. But now Ellen may. And Ellen, well, I just better not talk about it. I just better not say the things that come to my mind to say.
I'll go to the hospital. I'll go right now, Mariah. I want to.
You can't see Ellen. As a matter of fact, it would go a lot further with everybody if you'd take care of the funeral arrangements and things like that, Louise. That's all I've got to say.
In small groups, the townspeople of Simpsonville gather all day, talking about Christopher Simpson, the mad killer who so shattered the peace of their little town, and also talking of Ellen Brown. And at Health Center Hospital, Olivia McAvoy, superintendent of nurses, says to Anthony,
Come along, Anthony. You're not helping Ellen sitting at her bedside.
She's not responding, Matt.
It's too early for you to say that, Anthony, and you know it. Now, come along here. I've a tray for you.
I don't like to leave her.
Anthony, Ellen would want you to leave her. She'd insist on it.
Yes, she would.
Anthony, you have to buck up. You have a fight ahead of you. And if Ellen ever thinks for a moment that you are doubtful...
Mac, you saw the x-rays. You know what the prognosis is. With your training, you know.
Yes, Anthony, I know. But I know, too, that... Oh, drink your coffee.
Thanks. You're very helpful. You haven't had any sleep either, have you?
Oh, that's unimportant.
I didn't know she was in the house, Mac. I didn't know you'd sent for Tim Fitzgerald. The whole thing was a nightmare. How did you know, Mac? Tim said...
It was Mariah Hawkins who told me, Anthony. Little Janie woke up and called for her mother. Ellen wasn't there. Thank God the child had sense to telephone Mariah because Louise was in a coma. She couldn't be aroused from the sedatives you gave her. Mariah called me to get hold of you and then went over to Ellen's house herself.
You remember, Mac, I wanted to call Ellen after that emergency operation. Ellen was to go to Louise's house, pack a bag for her, and come home. I was to stop by back to see Ellen after my visit with Christopher. But the emergency call came right in the middle of everything. I couldn't reach her, so I told Louise to tell her I wouldn't be back.
And then, when you wanted to call her, I wouldn't let you. I said you'd be asleep. Oh, Anthony, if I'd only let you make that call.
Well, you can't blame yourself for that, Mac. If Ellen hadn't answered, I'd have thought she was asleep. Max, she's got to get well. She's got to live.
She will, Anthony.
The thing you must remember is that Ellen was there right in front of Christopher, shielding me from his gun. I shouted to her to crouch down, and when she did, I thought... I didn't know till later that it was because she was shot. She crumpled like that. Just crumpled, Mac.
Anthony, my dear, now try not to think about it.
How could it happen so fast, Mac? Last evening, we were laughing about it, Ellen and I, and she said...
Oh, Anthony, darling. You mustn't let Louise Simpson and then Christopher and Madeline make you this angry. Oh, I know they've tried to upset our lives, but they haven't really. We're lucky, darling. We're lucky.
Lucky? Ellen isn't very lucky, Mac, nor am I. There's something against us, Mac. Something works against Ellen and me. I don't care what you say, what anyone says. Louise should have gone and packed her own things. She should have been shot, not Ellen.
Anthony, this does you no good. Oh, wait a minute. Someone wants me. I'll be right back.
All right. Something's wrong with the whole situation. Something's wrong because it doesn't work out for us. It simply doesn't work out.
Anthony.
Yes?
Ellen's calling for you. I think it would do her good to see you.
Oh, of course.
Now, Anthony, don't despair.
If Ellen dies, Louise Simpson will have killed her, Mac.
She isn't going to die, Anthony.
I wish I could be sure of that. I wish I could be sure.
Ellen's eyes are closed as once again Anthony sits in the chair beside her bed and reaches for her hand, saying...
Ellen. Ellen, darling.
Anthony, Christopher is going to kill you.
No, dear, that's all over.
Oh, you must listen to me, Anthony. He's going to kill you, I know. I was there. I heard him and Madeline.
Darling, try to hear what I'm saying to you. Try to listen, please.
There isn't time to listen. You see, I heard what they said. They thought I was Louise. They want to kill Louise. Oh, Anthony, please don't argue with me. Please. Please don't argue with me.
I won't, dear.
I don't want Christopher to kill you. Anthony, they're all mixed up. They're dangerous. Louise is right. I want to get out of this room. I want to tell you what they're saying.
Darling, I'll do whatever you want me to do. I believe you. They are dangerous, all of them. And you and I must get away from them.
Hold my hand.
I am holding it.
I'm so tired, Anthony. And it's so dark. I've got to get to you. I've got to get to you. I've got to protect you.
You have, my darling. You have.
Where are we walking, Anthony? I can't see.
It doesn't matter. We're together. Just rest now. Hold my hand. We're together, dear. It's all right. It's all right.
And outside Ellen's room, a whispered argument is taking place as Louise Simpson says to Olivia McAvoy,
I have to see him, Miss McAvoy. I have to see Dr. Loring.
You don't have to see anyone, Mrs. Simpson. You're not welcome here. Please go. Please go at once.
You have no right and no authority to put me out of here.
I have the right. I have the interest of the patients in this hospital is my right.
I want to tell him I'm sorry. I want to tell Ellen I'm sorry. Oh, I know much of this was my fault.
Much of it. All of it. If Ellen dies, Anthony says you will have killed her.
Did he say that, Miss McAvoy? Did Anthony say it?
Yes.
He hates me. He hates me. Oh, she mustn't die. If she dies, I have no chance with him at all. If she dies, she mustn't die. Do you hear?
You're raising your voice. You're making too much noise. Will you stop it, please? Will you get out of here?
Everyone will turn against me if she dies. Already you have, Mariah Hawkins. And now Anthony says I will have killed her.
Mrs. Simpson, if you don't go at once, I'll have you removed. I mean it.
I'll go. I'll go. Oh, I'm sorry, Miss McAvoy. I'm so very sorry. But no one will believe that. No one will believe it. I wish I had died. I wish I'd died.
What do the next few hours hold for Anthony and young Widder Brown?